are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Affirmations for Living. Yes, I am your host, Dr. Edvige. As you know, it's my delight to be here with you each and every time. It's my goal, my desire to bring you from week to week tools to empower, uplift, and inspire you to be the best that you can be, and to help you take control of your life, to understand that everything you are experiencing is because you are creating it, consciously or not, wanted or not. So together, we can begin to create the life that you want consciously. And I actually want to offer for the next 10 people who call, and I will give you my number to call and leave me a message at 702-483-1413. I'm offering a reprogramming your life breakthrough strategy session, complimentary. So give me a call, leave me your telephone number and your email, and I will get back to you and offer you a breakthrough session. Of course, this week is not like any other where I find the best of the best to bring you their tools and to share their story with you. So here we go. Today, master yourself. Life, an extraordinary life, is interestingly an approach to living our best lives possible. And how do we do this? Everyone has the capacity to access guidance from their lives through their intuitive voice by opening their listening channels. We come into this life with strong support. I can attest to that. We can receive assistance on so many levels. I know for me, I've heard the inside voice, the outside voice. I've seen the beings, and so it is real. And from those in the etheric realms to our own innate intelligence to loving guides who want to help and escort us on our own life journey. So during this show, we will talk to an expert intuitive, Danae Shanti, and how she discovered this way of life, how she works with the collective consciousness known as the essentials, and why she's committed to helping others discover their own wonderful way to master yourself, your life, and that extraordinary life. So, welcome in. How are you?
I'm wanting to hang up and call you to be one of those 10 people.
No.
Oh, I'm just playing. What a lovely offering. Yes, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's very fun to be here.
My pleasure. So, you know, before we get started, I want to know who you are. I want to know how all of this came to you, and when did your spiritual journey and awakening begin?
Wonderful. You know, some might say it's when I was a child and my family was sitting around and I kept rolling dice and I kept rolling snake eyes. And I remember turning to my dad and saying, I'm going to roll snake eyes again. And I did, and it just completely spooked him. But that's probably the unofficial version. Cliche as it is, in 1987 at the Harmonic Convergence, I found myself at pre-dawn at a gathering of 300 people, Long Island, New York, and it was a celebration of the harmonic convergence, love and light coming onto the planet. And at that time, I was a skeptic. A friend dragged me along, and I went kicking and screaming. However, when we were done with the meditation, everyone was jumping up and down in the ocean, you know, shouting yay for love and light on the planet, and I noticed that I was hearing celestial music in my head, and I was seeing archangels across the sky, and when looking back at the people on the sand, I was seeing their light bodies, and I thought, I snapped. And I was in, there's no frame of reference for it when it happens like that. So I was in an altered state for 3 days, and of course, the universe is such a benevolent place. I was led immediately to a couple who became my mentors and did 8 years of training with them to learn how do I now fit in this body and learn the new navigation systems.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't it absolutely amazing? I want everyone hearing this to realize just how real it is. I carry a picture on my phone of my light body. It's so funny. I was at an event, and we were enjoying the music, and she came right out, and there's two of me, and she's hovering right in front of me. I mean, it's like we share the same body, legs, and then from the waist up, there's two of us.
Yeah.
And it's so real.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are afraid to believe. They're not sure that they trust what's happening, that voice of guidance from within them. A lot of people ask me, well, how do I know it's just not my mind and I'm not making it up? And there's a whole, array of learning that goes with how to understand what's happening within you, and then what's happening when these loving beings are coming to you to assist. It's a whole big journey. It's a big adventure, and it's very real. It's very tangible.
It's very real, and for me, understanding that it was quite interesting how it happened, and yes, these beings would come to me. I would say one of the things that we really have to understand is getting through that fear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we don't know what it is, and it can be new to so many. And so it's like getting over the fear and knowing that you're this divine being deserving of the assistance.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things my guides taught me to do was to ask them. When I didn't understand what was going on and I was afraid, I would turn to them and say, can you help me comprehend what's going on? Always they gave explanation. This is what's happening. This is what it feels like. This is what the results are going to be.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So now your main focus is master yourself, live an extraordinary life. And what do you mean by master yourself and by, live an extraordinary life?
Well, again, before we wake up, a lot of us have this idea that we're sleeping, we go to work, we come home, we eat, maybe we watch TV or we hang out and we go back to sleep. We do it all over again. It's sort of like the sleep fog. Mm-hmm. And when we're in that state, we don't understand that this life is a tremendous gift and it really is up to us. We're like master sculptors. It really is up to us to form and create and generate a life that we want. And so, to me, what I have been shown, mastering yourself is about learning the truth of who you are and what you're capable of, not so much just from the, and I say this with respect, the limited human lens, from the merging of the divine consciousness that we are, carrying the human experience forward. So we get to be a choice, we get to co-create, we get to intend and feel into really what is going to be rewarding and fulfilling and joyful. Most people really do want to serve. They want to be of service to humanity and to helping people wake up and bringing in the light. We get to master ourselves first because we can't go out and offer to others what we don't know in our own skin. It's very important to have the mastery over yourself first and to learn what that is. And then to live an extraordinary life, that's everyone's definition. I bet every person on the planet has a sense within their heart, within their essence, of their possibility. And we choose between the fear of being as big as we can be or the love and the welcoming of being as big as we can be. And to live an extraordinary life is relative to one's own self. Your extraordinary life to you might look very different than how mine does to me.
So true. So how do you lead people to this orientation toward themselves?
Well, first is the introducing of the concept that there's much more than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. And, well, I teach a program called the Intuitive Voice, Opening Your Listening Channels. What I find when I'm teaching this course is the idea that a person has an intuitive voice is a very welcoming idea. People like that. It doesn't feel too scary. Oh, intuition, I've heard of that word before. And mm-hmm. so I begin by teaching people how to listen in, to open their listening channels, their orientation of what is my mind, what is my heart, what is my ego, what is my gut sense, what is my feeling orientation, how do I attune to my intuitive voice. So we start with that basic level, which for some people is a pretty big deal, and then we move into working with our guidance. What does it mean to have angels, teachers, masters, guides, archangels come and work with you, star beings come and escort you and guide you? What does it mean to sense into the messages of love and encouragement and the pointers that we receive? So I teach all of this in the course to help people attune to their own listening channels. And people have different ways of listening. Sometimes it's audible, sometimes it's a visual, sometimes it's body-centered, it's sensory. It's many, many different ways. And so in the class, we discover what is your strongest muscle and how can we develop the others.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so true. I know, before my light body moved into me, oh my goodness, there were the outside voices I would hear, the inside voice I would hear. It was the knowing that came, and certainly they would come into my room and visit me so I could certainly see them. There's so many ways that they can communicate with us. So that's wonderful to be able to take a person and help them to really work their particular muscle.
Yes,
really important. Really important. So now, how did you personally come to experience your own intuitive voice? Was that through the convergence?
Yeah, through the harmonic convergence. Now, you know, again, I had no frame of reference for what was happening. So when all that snapped awake, I just figured I really thought I went crazy. I just didn't know what was happening. And the only thing that let me know that I wasn't crazy was that my best friend was, apparently we had a soul contract to awaken at the same time. Same thing was happening for her, and we were both in an altered state for 3 days. So that was a very, very interesting time. Back into your life and being like, whose husband is that? Whose job is this? Whose car is that? Whose house is this? Why am I in this life? I don't fit here anymore. It's not always like that. It was like that for me. Well, there's just this voice of love, you know, that arose from within, like this beautiful, loving, quiet yet profound voice that was filled with radiance and love and making sure that I had a guidance system from within. And I consider that my intuitive voice, and that, to me, is different than the angels, teachers, guides, and light beings. That's the innate intelligence, the divine intelligence from within that we all have. Every single human being has that capacity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, your higher self, right? The higher aspects of yourself. When you become that clear channel, and that's just amazing. So now, how did you become a conscious channel?
Well, that's a funny story. So it just happened in my experience that the Ascended Masters were my initial primary teachers on the inner realms, and I wasn't a book reader. You know, I was a skeptic. I never heard of any of this stuff, and I didn't know about channeling. And I kept seeing this purple light in my third eye, and it wouldn't go away. And then there was a green light, and that wouldn't go away. And so this male voice started coming in and speaking with me and telling me things that seemed very useful and beneficial to me, and finally introduced himself as Saint Germain, one of the Ascended Masters. And along with him was Sananda, one of the other Ascended Masters. And so, you know, it's just kind of a funny story I like to tell because, you know, I'm 26, I'm young, life is dramatic at that age. I take all my crystals and I go lay down in the woods and I lay crystals all over my body, and I'm laying there having a very dramatic experience of shaking and vibrating, and Saint Germain's coming through and the speaking is very profound and I'm getting this channeling. And, you know, that was my first experience of channeling. And I think that happens, one, because you're innocent and you just don't know any better, so you're wide open. Two, you know, the nervous system has to adapt to such high frequencies of light. So certainly the channeling started settling down, and when I channel now, I pretty much sound the way I sound right now. But that was my first channeling experience, and basically Saint Germain took me as his student for 7 years and showed me all kinds of worlds on the inner realms and teaching temples and crystal domes and going inside Mount Shasta and above in the ethers and onto starships. And it was 7 years of intensive training on the inner realms with him, and it was the most glorious thing. And again, I wasn't a book reader, so, you know, all that stuff came to me through my innocence. And then someone would come along and show me a book, and it would have in the book what I was already being taught from within. And that was very helpful for me to see that, you know, these things exist beyond my own experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it wonderful to have that sort of relationship with beyond, beyond? Isn't it just beautiful?
It really is. And, you know, these beings, they can escort us through everything. I mean, there are times where I have had, you know, a real challenge with my health, and in my very human, you know, nature, my survival body, I got really scared and thought, oh, you know, this is going to be a really bad thing. And, you know, those benevolent beings who just come right in and said, look, you're in your survival mind, and here's your perspective on what's happening. Let us give you a different take on it and understand it this way. And I would be shown how I was being released of heavier, denser energies that no longer served me, and being aligned to my higher frequencies in my light body to be able to go forward and carry more light and love into the world. So it's
absolutely
really helpful to have that kind of loving kindness and perspective to help escort your very human self through these things that can be scary.
Well, and it's so true, because, right, with this physical body is going along with us, and so we have to change from that carbon to crystalline, and it is a process. Oh, my goodness. I'll never forget the time I woke up one morning and I'm about to make breakfast. I open the refrigerator and the outside voice said, no more meat. I'm like, okay. And so, you know, it really is about taking you on this journey and to just be open, because the process of moving from carbon to crystalline is painful. Not to scare anyone, but the physical body goes through an awful lot. And I mean, oh my gosh, the pulsing and the vibrating every single day. Even now that my light body's in me, I pulse and vibrate every single day. I'm in the flow constantly. And it's a matter of beginning to have a spiritual conversation. The beings that work for me, the interdimensional beings, I mean, they flow right in. And it's like, I was at dinner last night in California, and I was sitting with a group of conscious people, beings, and I start to pulse and vibrate. And I said, okay, who's at this table, who I'm supposed to work on, show me. And I look across the table, and there's a gentleman, and he said, I had shown him that picture of me bilocating, and he said, I just asked if they could work on me. I said, oh, so I gotcha. And it turned on, and I looked at him. I said, okay, fine. And the energy came in and went to him. It was so profound what they showed me. Turns out we were in Lemuria together as priestesses. We were also priestesses together in Egypt, and we knew each other in Peru as Mayans. Yes. Yeah.
You never know who you're sitting next to.
It's such an amazing journey. So now let me ask you, why do you feel it's important to impart techniques to help people open their intuitive voice capabilities?
Well, to me, that's the primary. That's as essential as breathing, you know. We're, as a human species, we are in a tremendous morph, and almost everyone knows that at this point. And we are changing from carbon to crystalline, and our consciousness and our psyche is being aligned to these higher frequencies. And so the thinking is changing to heart-centered feeling orientation, and direct knowledge is coming through our awakened heart presence. You know, certainly we've seen enough mayhem on this beautiful Gaia, Mother Earth, that we live upon. And the pulse to move into harmonious collaboration is stronger than ever, and Mother Earth wants it, and the species of the human consciousness wants it. You know, what the essentials have told me is that the title for the new human beings really is the cosmic human being. And that's what we're moving into, the state of the cosmic human being, where, like yourself, what you're experiencing, how you were sitting at dinner with that friend, that becomes normal. That becomes the expected way that we connect and communicate with each other. So I think I was born with it. I have a great passion for wanting to wake up as many people as possible, myself included, you know, continuing to awaken on all the levels they'll take me through, so that we can birth the cosmic human being as quickly as we can and bring forth that paradise on earth that wants to be. And, you know, that looks like a lot of ego death for a lot of people. And like you said, you know, the body can rock and roll with that a little bit. We don't have to be afraid of it, even though it can be scary, as I was saying before. There's such grace offered to us and so much love and offerings from our guidance to help our nervous system make that shift and to help lighten that, you know, the density into light. You know, it's all there. So I feel the more people who can learn to start with where they're at, and for most people that's the basic intuition, the sweeter the ride can be and the less frightening.
Beautiful. Absolutely. So can you offer an experience for our listeners right now?
Why don't we do a super, super short little drop-in of a meditation?
Okay.
So, yeah, let's just close our eyes and take a couple of deep grounding breaths. So the breath is a key ingredient to opening our receptors, balancing our body, and getting our nervous system lined up with our heart pulse. So I'd love for everyone to follow their breath right now, breathing in nice and slow, bringing the breath way down below the navel, deep, deep belly breathing, and then relaxing on the exhale. And let's go ahead and keep our breath connected. Breathing in, relaxing on the exhale, and following the pulse of the breath. And then place the awareness in the heart chamber. Beautiful, sweet heart, a rosebud gently opening the calming, sweet presence of the higher self, forming a sense, a flavor, a smell, an image at the heart center level. Begin to breathe into the pulse of the heart, into this rose. Following the breath, so we are breathing into the heart as well as up and down the body. Circling the breath round and round, top to bottom, back up, top to bottom, back up, pausing at the heart to contact this rose of the higher self. And then let's ask for the higher self-awareness to make itself vivified at the heart level. Call upon the higher self of each and every one to vivify at the heart level, expanding and awakening, charging up the beautiful heart chakra and letting that charge come into the breath. Receiving the fragrance, the smell, the look, the taste, the image, the sensation of this rose representing the purest of love. And as we sit and breathe, I'd like to invite everyone to pose a question. to their intuitive voice, their higher self, their God intelligence, their divine innate intelligence, to simply rest for a moment in a question, to pose that question to this lovely presence of the heart, and to allow the very first thing that comes, it could be a thought impression, could be audible sound, could be a feeling, an image, a sense in the body, allow the very first thing that comes to just come. And let's take 30 seconds of silence and just let that grow. And then just take a breath and a moment to say thank you, to offer gratitude to your guidance system, to give thanks to your heart, your higher self, and to just come away with gratitude to yourself for just tasting this, just seeing how this works, and to let that be as it is. A lot of times people's initial taste of guidance is exquisitely subtle. Very, very hard to notice. And for some people, it's blatantly obvious. So there's a spectrum in learning how to connect and make that contact and recognize what we're receiving. But we always want to give thanks because the beings love gratitude, and gratitude is wonderful for us on every level. So we always give gratitude, and it helps to build the muscle of contact.
Beautiful. Ah. I feel good. Okay. So now, what can a person do to develop their attunement to their intuitive voice? And then how can they relate this to their orientation to master themselves and to live that extraordinary life?
Great question. Juicy question. So again, it's a muscle. And the muscle gets to be awakened and grown, and that starts with our personal will. Are we willing to move beyond our fear of our vast exquisiteness, you know, our fear of contacting that? Are we willing to make that connection? Are we willing to really see and know who we are? One of the things that my guides taught me was regular meetings. And regular meetings means you pick a time, and you stay as consistent as possible, and you choose to become available to your spirit or a higher self, your I Am presence, your guide, your guidance, whatever the terminology is for your own self. And you set an appointment. And when you do this, you sit. Typically, it's good to sit in the same place when you can. And you might have a drawing pad or a pad to write on, and you always start with the breath. So we sit. We ground. I like to send an imaginary root from the base of my spine down into the belly of the earth. And after I feel that anchoring, that grounding rod, I then like to send an imaginary antenna from my crown way up into the cosmos. And I just intend that it connect with my highest star guide. Could be a North Star, could be a cosmic body of light. And after I do that setup, then I pay attention to my breathing. And after a few minutes of this deep connected breathing like we just did, a person can feel their nervous system settle and a receptivity come into their space. And at that point, they're beginning to attune to the silence, to the stillness. And at that point, they can ask for amplification. I say it like this: please amplify my intuitive voice or my voice of guidance. Help me to hear, see, perceive, feel, sense this level of mastery of my intuitive voice. And then I'll feel another shift, and most people do. Maybe it's an even deeper sense of stillness. And then I ask, how can I master myself more and lean into living my extraordinary life? Show me who I am as that. Give me the sensation of myself as that. offer me any guidance, direct instruction, or insights that will assist me to manifest as that. These are really important key invitations because we want to invite this assistance. And then sometimes people sit and start to automatically write. Their guidance comes through in writing. Some people draw. Some people get a lot of different body sensations and just kind of notice what those are and acknowledge them and say thank you. Some people start to see images and they draw or jot those down. Some people get direct audio streams from their guidance telling them, giving them messages of import. And for some people, it's a mind impression, which is different than auditory. It's like thoughts appear in the mind as thought impressions, and we know that they're not coming from our personality. And so what I like to do with my students is invite them to do this practice every day for a week and to set an intention when they sit. My intention is to have an experience of awakening that I can recognize, make mm-hmm. it obvious for me. I'm a little dense. I'm a little thick. As for my personality, I always say I'm a little stubborn. So make it obvious. And help me to know this is happening and to do this appointment every day at the same time for a straight week and to keep a little journal to note what's happening. And that starts to build the rapport. And once we show that we're ready to show up, the rapport starts to build. It very quickly becomes a two-way communication.
Absolutely. Yeah, beautiful. That's a really, really good technique. So now, moving back to your channeling, I know you say that there are the essentials. Is there a message that the essentials can give now for our listeners? What's really going on, what we need to know, and how do we move forward? I mean, really, get the deepest, most profound message that they can give us in this time.
Give us the goodies. Give us the goodies. Well, let me take a moment to shift and just let them drop in a little deeper and let's okay. see what we get to hear together because I'm always listening as well. Okay. Beloved, thank you for listening. It is true that the cosmic human being is being born in each and every heart as we go along. It is the ego's position and duty to protect what has been familiar and what has been known, whether that is a painful knowledge or a joyous knowledge. The ego system is the first formulation in the human species that is a driving system. It is like a hard drive. And yet the cosmic human being is moving from the ego system driving the bus, so to speak, to the presence of illuminated intelligence informing the DNA and the cells, informing the psyche with new imprints of thought, belief, and miracle manifesting, informing the cellular structure with a vibration and frequency that is the match to miracle consciousness. And miracle consciousness is the birthright of each and every being, human being, sentient being, and all beings manifest. So as the cosmic human being is becoming born, we invite you to loose the strands of your identifications of self. When you think you know who you are by the roles and identities that you have played, we ask you to breathe space into that thinking and instead to become curious of the deeper truth. Who am I in essence? Who am I as divine light manifest? Who am I as miracle manifesting consciousness? And to turn to your inner guidance and to ask for direct experiencing. For this is the key. Human beings can be very committed to their distrust and their doubt. So when one experiences direct experiencing, then it is a demonstration. And when a demonstration comes forth, then it is tangible. And when it is tangible, then it is accepted as real by the body and the mind. And this is very important for the human species to understand. It is not that there are no miracles and no vibrations of assistance. It is that it must be invited, recognized, welcomed, and opened to. So the cosmic human being is one who will endeavor to surrender their identities of self and to become curious about who they are as an essential divine being, to be taught from within or by their guides on the etheric realms how that function operates. Who are they as light? How do they learn to precipitate and bilocate? How can they channel healing energy through their hands and their body sense? How can they become the awakened heart, walking in emanation, blessing everyone in their path? Every human being has this sacred right and capacity, and we are committed to assisting in the awakening of these capacities worldwide. For it is everybody's free will choice to choose to awaken or to choose to remain asleep. It is always an act of choice. We are encouraging humanity to strive for surrender into their cosmic nature, because the earth is moving in this field. The earth is birthing a new frequency of reality. And the human species are the midwives assisting in this birth. And so if you are embodied, there is not truly escaping the destiny of becoming a light being. It is inevitable, and it is only a matter of time. So we say, why not jump on board and dance now while you can, before you set up your resistance to loving yourself in the glory of who you are? Why not turn openly toward your own heart now and say, yes, I am the love that I seek. I am the love of the emanation of the true spirit, and I am here as light, bringing forth paradise on earth. This is my great gift, and this is my great joy. And so we are inviting people worldwide to take up this mantle of service, because it is only the ego that thinks there is unworthiness in the field of your humanity. It is only the ego that will convince the person to consider that they are not worthy of such greatness. The truth is that you are that. You are born as that. You are naturally that. And so becoming the cosmic human being is truly relaxing into who you already are, indeed and in fact. So we applaud the courage of all human beings, and we encourage the awakening by choice. Blessings be to all. We are the essentials.
Thank you.
Ah, thank you.
What a beautiful message.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it again. it's like when you're channeling, you go into the light and you hear the voice speaking, and you capture some of it, but mostly you need to hear it yourself again afterwards. And what I love about the Essentials is they're now doing monthly forecasts where they will look at the month ahead and look at the energies running worldwide and give all kinds of tips and insights and pointers for humanity, and that goes out on YouTube by the first of each month. And then they're also taking questions from people worldwide and answering those questions. It's called the Essential Answers, again, on a YouTube program where, you know, one person's question is often everybody's question. And so,
absolutely.
You know, with your guidance, they just want to help.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain to us who the Essentials are.
Yeah. So, you know, you and I were talking before the show started about, you know, they start coming to you left and right, you know. So I've had many, many etheric realm teachers since 1987, way too many to name. Some of the names I could say are the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, Star Guides, the Pleiadians, Arcturians, the Syrians. I've had higher self beings come, star beings come, the Starlight Brotherhood, the Great White Brotherhood. That's just to name a few. There's many, many more. And finally, they came to me. I took about 10 years off to really focus on my motherhood, raising my son. And I still did workshops and session work on the side, but I didn't give it all of my focus because I really wanted to stay in the zone of motherhood. So I'm just reemerging in these last couple of years. And when that started happening, probably about 9 months ago, the Essentials came to me and said, "We are the Essentials. We're going to be taking you out into the world and channeling for the masses, and we are the collective of every single one of your teachers who has ever channeled through you all these years, and we come to you as one voice. We call ourselves the Essentials because what we have to offer are essential messages and the essentials that are needed for moving forward as a cosmic planet all together."
Beautiful. And we are indeed cosmic beings. So many of my visitations have been by dimensional galactic cosmic beings and going out amongst the stars, as I'm sure you have. And yes, it's just amazing.
I love that. What a great playground.
Yes, it is. It is indeed. Wow. Okay, so it seems that vibration has a lot to do with this, right? How important and is it relative to our sound?
Yeah, so this is really big. You know, my personality style has always been about mentally processing. My mind wants to be informed about what's going on. And so I'm sure many people have this experience. You know, you're in a relationship or, you know, you're a parent or it's a business, whatever it is. You want to dialogue and get clear on the exchange of energy and information and agreements, and you want to process it. And sometimes we get our buttons pushed. You know, that really triggered me. Now I'm feeling upset or I'm feeling frightened or I'm angry, and there's contraction. And when we have contraction, our vibration tends to kink up and our emotional body tends to kick in. So as the Essential said to me at a workshop we were giving this last week was, you know, it's very interesting to notice that there's intensity everywhere right now. Part of it is, again, the vibration and frequencies being lifted up and the density of humanity being transformed and morphing into these higher dimensions, you know, the 5th, 6th, 7th, up to the 12th, and so on. And they were explaining to us that you can have, let's just do an example. Let's say you're angry, and you're all contracted, and you're angry, and you're mutter, and you want to get underneath why this is going on and why your buttons are being pushed, and you want to process. And what the Essential said was, it's very interesting, if you take the label of the contraction of the emotion out of it and just set it aside for a minute, and you take the label off and you experience the intensity, you'll notice that intensity is pure neutrality with the vibration turned up. So you can experience intensity as a neutral force and then look over at your emotional body and experience the emotions as what they are, which is an activation of a set of perceptions that have emotional quality to them, which is often a more dense vibration. And they were teaching us how to separate out intensity from emotional identification. And it was an amazing exercise, which I have to say I'm still practicing because it was just so good for us. So one of the things that they said was, you know, instead of mentally, verbally processing, when energy intensity comes along, what is the sound of it? Is it anger? What is the sound of the anger? Maybe you want to do, you know? Is it is it grief? What is the sound of the grief? Oh, you know, what is it? It doesn't have to be logical. It doesn't have to make sense, and it certainly doesn't have to be in words. And so they took us through a sequence of exercises of different emotional states to see how sound digests the energy. So For example, one time I had a client who was just going on and on and on about how angry they were and they wouldn't get out of their mental and emotional bodies. I said, what animal would demonstrate this sort of primordial rage that's going on? And they said, a tiger. I was like, all right, get down on all fours and let's have some growling. And they just growled and growled and growled until they ended up just laying on the floor laughing because it calms down the nervous system and opens the vibration through the sound so there's much more space. And when we have space, our vibration can emanate beautifully and our frequencies get lighter and it clears out the contraction in our body. So sound is a tremendous medicine for us right now. Singing to yourself as much as you can wherever you go, whether you like the sound of your voice or not, is inconsequential. Singing is a very right brain engaging activity that opens the heart and spirit and invites the love to flow. The sound and song is very pivotal for us.
And what I'm getting from what you just said makes so much sense. And so if we're angry and we express it through this sound of what we believe that anger sounds like, where it's coming from, what it's actually doing, so that the audience really gets this, it's releasing that lower vibrational energy so that it does not attach to your auric field. Because right. What happens is if we go and we have an unexpressed emotion, it attaches to that field and gets trapped and stuck. And that's what keeps us held back. And so you're saying express it in this way and it releases it.
And, you know, I'm sure many people have had this experience. What you're saying is so beautifully put, and thank you for that. And you're wonderful with detail, and I'm more sensory, so I love when people fill in the detail. You know, someone can say something to you, and your reaction is way bigger than the actual moment calls for. That's mm-hmm. a red flag that where you're coming from is your history and bottled up emotion, as you described, that is stuck in the body, and it's typically volcanic because it hasn't been cleared, and it's not even relational to the moment at hand. That's always a nice red flag for people to notice that, wow, if you're overreacting, that's a clue that there's a pocket of energy, that density that's stuck. Get into your sound about it instead of projecting it at the person that you're connecting with.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, because all of that is what's keeping your auric field blocked with gunk and preventing the flow of your soul and your higher self and everything to just flow into you. So it's so important that all of that be released. We are actually running out of time. I can't believe time has flown so quickly. So before we run out of time, I definitely want you to share all of your contact information.
Okay. So I can be, my website is DaneeShanti.com, DaneeShanti.com. And a lot of my information is there. My YouTube channel is DaneeShanti. And gosh, I guess I'll give my email address is DaneeBreathingLife, as in inhaling, exhaling, and the life we live, DaneeBreathingLife@gmail.com. And my phone number is 720-346-2383. And I would love to offer the listeners a guest discount from my private session work, which happens worldwide. So if anyone wants to give a call or connect in the next 24 hours, I'm happy to make an offering at their contact.
Wonderful. And let's end with the medicine song. Will you wind? Yeah, let's wind up with a medicine song.
Great. And tell me how long I have so I can be in good rapport.
About 3 minutes.
Oh, that's easy. Medicine song is channeling what would normally be spoken words through a song so the vibrational frequency is carried out to bless all. So let me say thank you now to you and to bless you, and thank you for having me on your show. And when the medicine song is complete, I'll just go into silence.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much,
Danae.
This
is for everyone. You're so welcome. It's for everyone listening. Oh, 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 welcome home, your time is now, There is no holding back on the love you are. Welcome home. Your time is here. Open wide your wings and turn to the light. You are blessed. You are beloved. You are needed greatly so. The earth herself calls out your name. Won't you answer to the call? There is no way you can be lost. You are found in the heart of all. So open up your heart and know yourself. Trust who you are. It's time to shine. You are safe and you are welcome. You are needed and celebrated. Welcome home, beloved. Your time is now. Welcome home, beloved. Your time is now. Welcome home to your true heart. You are magical and you are light, a part of all that's meant to be, heaven on earth lives in you and in me. Welcome home, beloved. Your time is now. Welcome home, beloved. Your time is now.
Thank you. Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. I want to thank you. Be blessed. Till next time. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.